And Randy Baldwin from the U.S. Geological Survey is back on with me. Randy, thanks for coming on again. Do you have anything updated? I understand it's a 4.0 now. What do you know?
Well, you know, there's several preliminary magnitudes that have been released between magnitude 4.0 and 4.2. So, you know, over the next several days, you know, it will be reviewed and scrutinized a bit to get an actual location to figure out which particular fault that it occurred on.
And Randy, and as you as I pointed out as well, I know that the magnitude will change over the next day or two. Perhaps what faults could it have been on? Let's start there.
Well, this area is just highly active, so I'm not going to speculate as to which specific fault that it will be on. But there are a number of different faults through the area.
Randy, just so we know, because we talk about a number of these faults, are the ones that are in contention here, Calaveras, Hayward Fault, these faults?
Well, there's the Northern Calaveras, which is to the west.
Right.
And then there's the Concord Fault, is kind of to the north. And then to the east, you have the Greenville Fault Zone. And so it's, you know, it's just a complicated area, and it will take additional work to determine that.
But you're pretty much, based on where it's epicentered, it's not the Hayward Fault. You're pretty confident in that, right?
I'm not really going to speculate, because that will be work done by Caltech, you know, over a period of time.
All right. Randy, thank you very much. Randy Baldwin with the USGS. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. You're keeping us up to date. Very kind of you.